Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Bamitzia, Perek Daled, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Avin Yerziv Gahagon, B'Karav Mamesh. And the Mishnah begins by discussing Ayna, Ha'ayna, Arba Chesef. Ayna is four Chesef, and we already know that from previous Mishnahs. And once we're discussing certain values of things, for example, Ayna, we continue with other things as well. V'atayna, Shtei Chesef, V'ayda, Shava Pruta. A Taina is two Chesef, and Ayda, admitting something, is a Shava Pruta. These two are related. This refers to if a person wants to schlep his friend to Bezdin, claiming that he owes him money, his taina has to be at least two kasef. So Beryl claims that Shmerel owes him money. The minimum taina we're going to listen to is two kasef, and the minimum haida is a shava pruta. This has to do with a shvua moida mixas, a shvua that a person partially admitted. Let's say Reuven tells Shimon, you owe me $100, and Shimon says, I only owe you 50. That's moida mixas. He's agreeing partially to it, and we know that midai raisa, he has to make a shvua that he doesn't owe the other 50. And so what we're saying is that the minimum amount that a person has to admit to in order to be chayv a shvua is a shava pruta. Now, once we mention pruta, the Mishnah tells us, Chamesh Prutais Hain, there are five different things that are relevant to a pruta, which is a very small amount. Number one, Haida Shava Pruta. Haida is a Shava Pruta, as we just mentioned. Number two, Va'isha Miskadeshes, a Shava Pruta. A woman can be Mikudeshes with something worth a pruta. Va'nenem Shava Pruta Mena Hektesh Ma'al. If someone benefits even a pruta worth from Hektesh, he's over Me'ila. Va'moitse Shava Pruta, Chayav Lahachriz. If a person finds even an item worth just a Shava Pruta, he has to announce it. Va'gozal Shavero Shava Pruta V'nishbaloi. If a person steals something worth a pruta from his friend and he swears falsely that he paid it back and then he admitted that he didn't, the halacha is that he has to take that value of a pruta, physically hand it over to the person whom he stole it from, even if the guy is in Madai, which is really far away, he still has to physically hand it over to him. And these are all dinim of just a shava pruta. Now, once we're on this topic, Mishnah Ches tells us, chamisha chamashin hain. There are five different things that a person has to add on a chaimesh, a fifth of the value that we're discussing. Number one, which is really a whole bunch of things all in one, ha'echol truma, if a person needs truma by accident, Uchumas Meiser, or Uchumas Meiser, Uchumas Meiser Shal Demai, or Yet Chumas Meiser of Demai, Vahachala, Vahabikurim, or Yet Chala, which is the portion separated from the dough and given to a Kayin, or Yet Bikurim, which is the first fruits. In all these cases, he not only has to pay back that which he ate, but also Meisiv Chaimesh. He has to add on a fifth of his value. On to number two, Vahapayde Netar Avayu Meiser Sheni Shaloi, Meisiv Chaimesh. If a person redeems his own Netar Avay or his own Meiser Sheni, he has to add on a fifth. We know the Meiser Sheni has to be brought up to Yushalayim, and if he's not able to bring it up, he's Paydid, he transfers Kedusha onto money, and it's the same with Netar Avay. These are the fourth year fruits that grow on a tree. They're just like Meiser Sheni. They have to be brought up to Yerushalayim, and if he's not able to, he just redeems their value onto money. And in both of these cases, if they're his fruits, they're not somebody else's, but they're his, he has to add on a fifth of their value. On to number three, Hapaydas Hekdeshai, Meisiv Chaimesh. If a person made something Hekdesh, and then he redeems that thing that he made Hekdesh, he has to add on a fifth. Number four, Hananim Shavar Pruta Mena Hekdesh, Meisiv Chaimesh. If a person benefited a Shavar Pruta from Hekdesh, like we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, he has to add on a fifth to that as well when he pays Hakdish back. And v'hagazel shaver shavar pruta v'nishbaloi meisiv chaimesh. This was also mentioned in the previous Mishnah. If a person steals a shavar pruta from his friend and swears falsely that he paid him back, and it turns out obviously that he didn't, so in this case, not only does he have to pay him that core amount, but he also has to add on a fifth to it. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Tassin Yod. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.